Welcome to the deep dive. We are really thrilled to have you with us today because we are immersing ourselves in a very specific historic moment in time.
Yeah, today is March 11th, 2026.
Exactly. And looking at the stack of data, release notes, and industry analysis we've gathered from this exact date, the tech world has basically just woken up to a massive paradigm shift.
It really is a profound shift in the technological center of gravity.
Right, because for years, the global narrative has often framed China primarily as a hub for manufacturing hardware, assembling the physical pieces of our digital lives.
Right, but the reality we are analyzing today points to something radically different.
Yeah.
They are stepping up to lead in the most advanced software technologies on the planet. We are moving far beyond the era of hardware assembly.
It's a leap into cutting-edge, incredibly complex artificial intelligence software.
Exactly. Software that fundamentally changes how we interact with our devices.
And the specific catalyst for this shift, our mission for today's deep dive, is exploring a brand new release from Xiaomi.
They've just introduced something called Miclaw.
Miclaw, yeah.
Yeah.
And the documentation describes this as China's first true system-level AI agent.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because reading through these specs, it is incredibly important to separate this from the voice assistants you are probably used to.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't the familiar voice in your phone that simply sets a 15-minute kitchen timer or tells you the capital of France.
No, not at all.
This is a technology built to actively control your entire digital and, frankly, physical life.
To really appreciate the magnitude of this leap, you have to understand the architectural difference between what we've had for the last decade and what an agent actually is in this context.
Right, because an assistant is passive.
Exactly. A passive assistant, like the iterations of Siri or Google Assistant we've traditionally known, relies on highly limited APIs. They are essentially fetchers.
You ask a question, they fetch an answer.
Right. You give a rigid command, they trigger a pre-programmed response. An active AI agent, however, can literally interact with the operating system itself.
It doesn't just fetch. It does.
Yeah.
It executes complex multi-step workflows across your device autonomously. It navigates interfaces almost exactly as if a human were tapping the screen.
That brings us to the brains of the operation, which honestly completely blew my mind when I read the specs.
The underlying model.
Yeah, the beating heart of Miclaw is a language model developed entirely in-house by Xiaomi. They call it MIMO 7B.
And the numbers here are staggering.
We are talking about 7 billion parameters trained on 2.4 trillion tokens.
Using a highly advanced four-stage pre-training process.
Utilizing reinforcement learning. Now, that sounds incredibly impressive on paper, but why does that specific training method matter so much for an AI agent?
That is the critical piece of the puzzle right there.
Yeah.
Reinforcement learning is what elevates this from a chatbot to an agent.
How so?
Well, when you are training a standard language model, you are mostly teaching it to predict the next word in a sentence so it sounds natural.
Right.
But with reinforcement learning in an agent context, you are teaching the model to evaluate success and failure across a sequence of actions.
Oh, wow. So it learns to break down a complex goal into steps.
Try a step, see if it worked, and then move to the next one.
Yeah.
It's the difference between an AI that can write a poem about sending an email.
And an AI that actually opens your email client, drafts the message, attaches the file, and hits send.
Exactly.
And for you listening right now, the real aha moment with MIMO 7B comes down to the speed.
The inference speed.
Yes, the release notes highlight an inference speed of 150 tokens per second.
Which is roughly three times faster than the industry average we've been seeing.
That means the latency, that awkward pause where you ask a question and wait for the glowing orb to think about it, is gone. It is instant, real-time response.
Instantaneous.
But running a model that size, that fast, usually requires massive server farms. How are they pulling this off on a mobile phone?
What's fascinating here is the sheer level of hardware optimization required to make that a reality.
Because it's running locally, right?
Yes. Xiaomi has optimized MIMO 7B to run locally on standard smartphone architecture, requiring a minimum of just 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Which is standard for a lot of phones now.
Right. And if we translate what that means for the broader market, it is revolutionary. Highly advanced AI is no longer being gatekept for those $1,500 premium flagship phones.
It is coming to the mass market.
It is going to run effectively on mid-range devices.
Which completely changes the playing field. It democratizes access to this level of technology in a way we haven't seen yet, but we need to look at what this actually does on those devices.
The system level control.
Because the system-level control described in these documents feels like science fiction. MyClaw interacts directly with over 50 core system functions.
We're talking file management.
Network settings, deep app management, even interacting directly with the device hardware.
Right, because it is bypassing the traditional app graphical interfaces entirely.
It doesn't need to visually open an app to use it.
No, it hooks directly into the system's underlying architecture to get things done.
Exactly. And the release notes provide this fantastic concrete example using WeChat.
Oh, that's a great example.
You can literally just tell your phone, find yesterday's photos, select the best ones, edit them, and send them to my friends on WeChat.
And MyClaw executes every single one of those steps autonomously.
But hold on, how does an AI know what the best photo is?
That is where the local processing power shines. It uses vision logic to evaluate the metadata and the image itself.
So it's actually looking at the picture.
Yes. It can detect blurry faces, poor lighting, or closed eyes, and filter those out. It then applies standard aesthetic edits.
Hooks into WeChat.
Locates the specific contact group you refer to as friends based on your communication history and hits send.
You just give the initial high-level command and watch the execution happen in the background.
Exactly.
And that relies on something Xiaomi is calling intent understanding. MyClaw isn't just parsing the literal dictionary definition of the words you say.
It is reading the context of your life.
The data provides another great example of this. Imagine you are sitting in your living room and you just say to your phone, "It's cold." Now, usually when I say it's cold to a traditional voice assistant, it just beeps, shows me a web search for the movie Cold Mountain, and does absolutely nothing helpful.
Precisely. A traditional assistant lacks ambient awareness.
But with MyClaw.
When you say it's cold to MyClaw, it initiates a massive contextual sweep. It checks the time of day. It checks your current geolocation. It looks at the internal temperature sensors of your home.
And it checks your available connected devices.
Yes. Based on all that synthesized context, it might actively adjust your smart thermostat.
Or if you are away from home.
It might suggest warmer clothes for your specific location. Or if you're in your kitchen, it could even interface with your connected appliances to start brewing hot tea.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because you just mentioned the kitchen appliances. MyClaw doesn't just live inside the glass of your phone screen.
No, it expands outward into the physical world.
The architecture details how MyClaw integrates seamlessly with Xiaomi's massive Mikia ecosystem. We are talking about over 300 different connected devices.
It effectively turns a physical house into a living, breathing organism that adapts to you.
It is learning your behavioral patterns continuously.
Not just waiting for explicit commands, the documentation outlines a morning routine entirely orchestrated by this AI agent.
It learns when you typically wake up based on your sleep tracking data and phone usage.
So before you even open your eyes, MyClaw has already turned on the coffee maker.
Drawn back the smart curtains to let the light in.
Prepped a customized daily news briefing based on your reading habits.
And started warming up your car.
And it does this not because you set a rigid alarm for 7 in the morning.
But because it learned your habits and predictively orchestrated your environment.
It is entirely anticipating you.
And the workflows bridge across multiple devices so flawlessly. There's this entertainment example in the notes that perfectly illustrates this.
The commute example.
Yeah. Say you are watching a movie on your phone during your commute home. You walk through your front door and simply say to your phone, "Continue last night's movie."
MyClaw then automatically wakes your living room TV over the network.
Launches the Netflix app.
Finds that specific movie and resumes playback from the exact second you left off on your phone.
But it doesn't stop there. Simultaneously, it dims the smart bulbs in the living room and automatically switches your mobile OS to silent mode so you aren't interrupted by notifications.
The sheer number of system hooks and API calls required to make that happen seamlessly is staggering.
It really is.
And Xiaomi made a highly strategic choice here regarding how these devices and applications communicate.
The MCP?
Yes. The notes emphasize their use of the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, alongside an open software architecture.
And why is MCP such a game changer here?
Think of MCP as a universal translator and a skeleton key combined.
Okay.
Historically, for an assistant to control a third-party app, the app developer had to build a specific, rigid integration for that exact assistant.
Which was a massive bottleneck.
MCP gives thousands of third-party computer tools and applications a standardized, secure way to hand their controls over to the operating system's AI.
It means Xiaomi isn't keeping this technology locked in a walled garden.
They are providing an open invitation for any developer to let MyClaw become the puppet master of their software.
Which perfectly sets the stage for the heavyweight showdown we are seeing unfold in the industry right now. Because the moment MyClaw enters the scene with this open system-level control, it is going head-to-head with Apple Intelligence.
And the market analysis we are looking at presents a fascinating comparison of these two titans.
They both want to turn your devices into brilliant autonomous assistants.
But they have fundamentally contrasting philosophies on how to build that future. Yes, their technological approaches represent completely different consumer values and risk tolerances.
Let's look at the first major contrast, privacy versus power.
The analysis notes that Apple Intelligence heavily emphasizes on-device processing.
They want to keep your data trapped on the physical phone,
which is highly private and very fast, but you are ultimately limited by the silicon in your pocket.
MyClaw, on the other hand, uses a hybrid model. It does simple tasks locally, but it pushes complex, heavy-lifting tasks to the cloud.
Right.
But wait, if MyClaw is using a hybrid cloud model to do the heavy lifting, doesn't that mean it's reading my personal WeChat messages, finding my photos, and sending that data to an external server?
That sounds like a massive privacy nightmare to me.
Yeah, it does.
That is the exact friction point the industry is debating. Xiaomi's bet is that users will trade some of that closed-loop privacy for the sheer horsepower and capability of a hybrid cloud.
To mitigate the nightmare scenario you just described, the release notes detail their granular permission controls.
You aren't just giving the AI blanket access.
Right. You can grant MyClaw the permission to read your incoming messages to summarize them, but explicitly deny the system permission to send messages on your behalf.
You can allow it to see your photos locally, but deny it network access to upload them.
It puts the burden of privacy management on the user rather than the architecture.
And then you have the battle of closed versus open ecosystems.
Right. Apple Intelligence is famously restricted to iOS and macOS.
It is a beautiful, unified, highly polished experience, but you are locked entirely into their specific hardware and software ecosystem.
MyClaw takes that open approach we just discussed with MCP.
It works across Android, it communicates natively with non-Xiaomi devices.
And it integrates broadly with third-party tools.
It is a much wilder, broader ecosystem, but with that broadness comes a lot more complexity, potential for friction, and security vulnerabilities.
Exactly. And finally, there's the market deployment strategy, premium versus mass market.
Apple limits its most advanced AI capabilities to its highest tier, most expensive devices.
Xiaomi is taking the opposite route
by aggressively optimizing Nemo 7B to run on 16 gigabytes of RAM.
They plan to deploy MyClaw across their mid-range devices to capture a massive global market share.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the winner of this showdown isn't going to be decided by an objective technological truth.
It simply depends entirely on your personal priorities as a consumer.
Exactly. Do you value ultimate privacy and a tightly controlled, seamless walled garden?
Or do you prioritize ultimate capability, openness, and integration across a wider, more affordable range of devices?
The global market is going to fragment heavily based on those specific values.
And we actually have early, concrete data on how consumers are reacting to this trade-off.
The beta tests.
Yes, the documents provide the results from Xiaomi's closed beta test, which kicked off just a few days ago on March 6, 2026.
They had 10,000 testers across China.
And the usage stats are incredibly revealing. Users were issuing an average of 23 commands per day to MyClaw.
The overall satisfaction rate was an 8.2 out of 10.
But the performance metrics are what really stand out. A 92% accuracy rate in understanding intent on the very first attempt.
And an 87% overall task completion rate for complex workflows.
The breakdown of how those 10,000 people actually used the agent is fascinating. 45% of the usage was dedicated to smart home management.
Controlling the lights, the temperature, the physical appliances.
30% was digital organization, like managing files, calendars, and emails.
And only 25% was communications.
Sending messages and making calls.
It shows that users are heavily leaning into the physical automation aspects of this technology.
That 45% figure is telling.
It suggests that users are surprisingly comfortable trusting an AI agent to manage their physical environment.
Their homes, their cars.
Perhaps even more so than they trusted to impersonate them in digital communications.
It points to a strong consumer desire for true ambient computing,
where the environment simply reacts to you without a screen being involved.
But the data also makes sure to give us the full, unvarnished picture, because it is not entirely flawless.
The beta testers reported some significant friction points.
There is notable battery drain reported across the board.
And honestly, I can just imagine my phone dying by noon because it spent all morning enthusiastically reading and summarizing my spam folder in the background.
Exactly. Mike Law also struggled to understand certain dense regional accents.
And there were documented instances where highly complex, multi-step tasks across several third-party apps were left incomplete or stalled out.
Those are the inevitable technical hurdles of a beta release.
But the analysis we are reviewing also outlines a much larger systemic hurdle.
Geopolitics and international privacy standards.
As a Chinese tech giant utilizing a hybrid cloud model.
Meaning user data is inherently being sent to external servers for advanced processing.
MyClaw faces intense international scrutiny.
Right, because proving security in one region doesn't automatically translate to trust in another.
Precisely. The documents neutrally explain that Xiaomi is fully compliant with China's domestic AI governance laws,
which cover data protection, algorithm transparency, and content moderation within their own borders.
However, proving that same level of transparency, security, and data sovereignty to the global market,
especially navigating the incredibly complex regulatory landscapes of the U.S. and the European Union amid current geopolitical tensions,
is going to be a massive, perhaps defining challenge for their global expansion plans.
It doesn't matter how good the tech is if regulators ban it from the network.
Absolutely.
So, what does this all mean? When you take the massive technical leaps in local processing, the sweeping ecosystem integration of our homes, and the intense global competition and regulatory hurdles.
Where does the tech industry actually stand on this day, March 11th, 2026?
It means the entire industry is in a state of sheer reaction.
The intelligence we are reading indicates that traditional passive voice assistants are now effectively obsolete.
Consumers who have experienced what an active AI agent can do will simply not go back to a system that just reads web search results.
Google is reportedly rushing the deployment of their Bard agent to avoid losing mobile OS dominance.
Apple is accelerating the timeline for deeper system integration in Apple Intelligence.
And Samsung has a heavily guarded Galaxy agent project actively in the works.
The era of the true AI agent has officially, undeniably begun.
It is a total arms race.
And this deep dive really proves that the narrative of advanced artificial intelligence being a purely Western monopoly is definitively over.
Xiaomi is pushing us rapidly toward a future where our devices don't just passively listen to our requests.
They actively do the work for us, bridging the digital and physical divide.
But they clearly aren't slowing down to wait for the competition to catch up.
The release notes mention that Xiaomi is already building the next generation of the MIMO language model, targeted for the end of 2026.
Alongside entirely new smartphone architectures with dedicated custom AI processors built specifically to run this software even faster and more efficiently.
This raises an important question.
One that builds on everything we've discussed today regarding open protocols, interconnected smart devices, and hybrid cloud processing.
If we are entering a world where our AI agents are constantly talking to each other,
negotiating across different brands,
bridging different walled ecosystems,
and utilizing thousands of third-party tools to automatically manage our entire physical and digital lives,
who is ultimately responsible when a complex automated chain of decisions goes wrong?
If the AI misreads an intent, changes the thermostat, opens the garage, and sends an unedited photo to your boss all at once.
Where does the liability actually sit?
That is a fascinating, slightly terrifying thought to leave you with as we navigate this wild new era of technology.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the dawn of the system-level agent. Keep questioning the tech in your pocket and stay curious.